Borchez Yerushalmi, corresponding to Borchez Bavli, Daf Yud Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base. The first Mishnah, Ve'elohein ben Apokim. Ve'elohein ben Apokim, the following are the points called between the Pokim. Ben Borchez Yerushalmi Lishnia, Ben Shnia Lishma, Ben Shema Levayayim Shemaya, Ben Vayayim Shemaya Levayayime, Ben Vayayim El Emeth V'yatsiv. Between the first Borchez and the second, between the second and Shema, between Shema and Vayayim Shemaya, which is the second part of Shema, between Vayayim Shemaya to and Vayayim, which is the third parasha, and between Vayayim and to Emes V'yatsiv. The Vyudayim, Ben Vayayim and Emes V'yatsiv lo yafsik. The Vyuday says one may not interrupt between the end of Vayayim and Emes V'yatsiv. And the Gemara says, Ame B'levi Tamad of Yudah Ani Hashem Elokeichem Uksiv Hashem Elokim Emes. The Gemara says, the B'levi tells us the Yudah source is the pasuk says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And it also says, Hashem Elohim Emes, which means that the word Emes has to be connected to the word Elohim or Elokeichem in the end of the third parasha of Shema. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Amu Shur ben Kaucha, Lama Kadma Shema Levayim Shemaya, because Yikabra Lav Malchus Shemaim Tchila, Vachakach Yikabra Lav All Mitzvahs. So Shur ben Kaucha asked, why do we say Shema before Vayim Shemaya, which is the second parasha? Why do we say it in that order? It's so that he will accept upon himself the yoke of Malchus Shemayim first, and then he will accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs. Vayayim Shemaya leVayayim, sheVayayim Shemaya noyeg b'yom v'layla, Vayayim eina noyeg ela Vayayim. And Vayayim Shemaya, the second parsha, is said before Vayayim, the third parsha, because the second parsha discusses learning Torah, which applies day and night, whereas Vayayim discusses sitzes, which applies only during the daytime. And the Gemara says, "V'chiyah b'shem of Yochanan ma'atam amru adam levish tefillin v'koyeh es shema mispalel." The Gemara brings from V'chiyah, quoting of Yochanan, why did they say that one should wear tefillin, recite shema and pray? Because she yikabal alav malchus shemayim tchila mishalim. The answer is, so that he will have a complete acceptance of all malchus shemayim first before tefillah. Rav amar koyeh shema v'lo yish es tefillin v'mispalel. Rav says he recites shema with tefillin and prays. Masnisa, which is a pligi aloy de rav, hoshahaya osuk im hameis bekeva vegia onus krishma, hawaver, pyresh, the mokim tahara belivish tfilin vekeresh ma umithpal. The Baisa argues with rav. The Baisa says if one was engaging with a mace to bury at the grave, when the time for krishma came, he goes away to a tahor place, wears tfilin, recites shema and prays. Thus needs a messiah rav, which is a ella, shahadam kabbalah, malchus shema and trilla, bahakaki kabbalah, all mitzvahs. Amisha supports Rav, is in order that he accept on himself all Malchus Shemayim first, and then he accepts on himself the yoke of the mitzvahs. And Rav Yanai, Tfilin, Svichim, Gufnoki. Rav Yanai says that Tfilin need a clean body in order to wear them. With him not like Hechzika by him, why didn't we establish one who wears them to be believed about matters such as Maaseh? Vibnei Haramayim, Uvda Haba Bachad Barnash, the Afkid Gabi Chavrei, Vekafabe. The answer is it's due to swindlers. An episode occurred in which a man deposited with his colleague and the shomer denied receiving it. The depositor said, I didn't trust you, rather the tefillin on your head. Rabbi Yonah would wear tefillin the entire day after being sick for 3 days. This teaches that illness cleanses the body. What's the source for this? As the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, pasuk Gimel, that says that the one who forgives all of my sins and the one who heals all of my illnesses. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo yahav tefillei zayin minei levekaita v'levesiv sisva v'kach na'ag v'lev v'talmidei achav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his children do not budge from him, not in the summer, not in the winter, and so was the way that his Talmud ben Levi conducted himself after him. Rabbi Yochanan Pesifa the Havish the Khalish Reshe Lai Manach and the Dawi Bekaita the Havachazig Reshe have a lovish but Tavi Hoin. Rav Yochanan, in the winter his head was weak and he needed to wear a cap lest he get sick. He wore only the arm tefillin, as the cap would be a chatzitza. In the summer, when his head was strong, he wore both. And there's a sentence he added to the text, Kadahava Azil, Masche, Kevin Shahaya Magia Etza, Haolyun, Haya Cholson, Kadahava Masik, Masche, Have Yavina. When Rav Yochanan used to bathe, once he reached the balanim, the bathhouse attendants, he removed his tefillin. When he came out from bathing, they gave them to him, and he put them back on. Ve'ena asa mishum erva. The question is it not forbidden due to erva? How could he don tefillin while naked? Amavachia Ba'aba Afik within Hayalavish Mivifnim. Rachia Ba'aba answered he wore an undershirt in the inner room before they gave him his tefillin. Now we skip the next sentence according to many of the opinions. Amav Yitzchak Adyakev Tumasa Hayalavshon. And we skip the next few words. Of Yitzchak said that he did not wear them until he reached the house of Yaakov Tumasara, which was completely outside the bathhouse. And when they brought them to him, he would say the following to the non-Jews there. Two Aroinos went with Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. The Aroin of the life of the world, which is the Luchos and the Sefer Torah, and the coffin of Yosef. And the Gentiles would say, what is the reason for these two Aroinos? Yisrael would tell them, this is the coffin of Yosef, and this is the Aroin of the life of the world. The Gentiles would taunt Yisrael and say, is it possible for the coffin of a corpse to go with the Aroin of the life of the world? Yisrael told them, it's because this one, Yosef, guarded what is written in that one, in the Torah. So why did Yochanan say this at this point? And Rav Chanina began, Meima Mila Dairi. Rav Chanina answered, it was in order to say a Torah matter, because until now in the bathhouse he was not able to do so. Rav Manna objected, was there no other Torah matter to say other than this? Ella. Kinturin haven leima Yosef lezachar l'malchus el aledei sheshime mitzoysev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'anon lezachinu lechol hakovod hazeh el aledei sheshemarnu mitzoysev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'asen v'ayin mevatla mitzoysev minan. Rav Manna gave a different answer, therefore rather they were provocative words. Yosef merited kingship only because he observed Hashem's mitzvahs, and we merited all this honor only because we guarded Hashem's mitzvahs, and you're mevatla, you try to prevent us doing mitzvahs through your decrees. How does one bless on tefillin? I should say, laniach tefillin. The first answer is from Zvika quoting of Yaakov Ba'idi. When he puts on the hand tefillin, what does he say? Boch asher k'lishon mitzvoisav v'tzivonu laniach tefillin, who's commanded us to place the tefillin. When he puts on the head tefillin, what does he say? Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvoyso V'Tzivonu Al Mitzvah Tefillin, who's commanded us upon the mitzvah of tefillin. Pshuchol San Ma'u Aime Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvoyso V'Tzivonu Lishmor Chukav. When he removes the tefillin, what does he say? He actually makes a blessing then as well, and that blessing is Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvoyso V'Tzivonu Lishmor Chukav, commanded us to guard his laws. Ba'asi command the Amma B'Chukas Tefillin Hakos Medabe, and command the Amma B'Chukas Pesach Hakos Medabe Leibada. And this is like the opinion that when the Pasuk says, Ushmalta es hachukah hazois lemoadah miyamim yamima, refers to tefillin in the previous Pasuk. It forbids wearing them at night, means one must remove them before night. However, according to the opinion that it discusses the chayk, the law of Pesach, which the parasha discussed beforehand, no one does not make a blessing at that point. V'habor b'shem v'v'loza ha'noifen tefillin v'alayla o'yvivaseh. V'habor, quoting v'v'loza, says one who puts on tefillin at night transgresses a positive mitzvah. U'ma ta'am, u'shmata f'chuka ha'zois l'mayadah mi'hamim yamima, yamim v'loyleilois, yamima prat l'shabosos v'yam tevim. What's the source? It's the pasuk we mentioned before. U'shmata f'chuka ha'zois, and you should guard this law, l'mayadah at its time, mi'yamim yamima. Yamim teaches us daytime and not night. Yamima excludes Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'aha Rabbi Abo Yosef Masnim B'Ramcha V'Tfilin V'Tflu Elui. The Gemara asked Rabbi Abo himself sat and taught in the evening with his tefillin on. Mesadin Hava V'Kamen Pikdun Hayat B'Yadeh. The answer is that they were on the side, not where it's a mitzvah to wear them. They were like a deposit in his hand. Yesterday Meimu Le'Amma Ela Hanoisen Havlim Hayat Alav M'Vanyoim Muta. And the second answer is that Rabbi Abo forbids only to put them on, but if they are already on during the day, it's permitted to leave them on at night. If the by meima mishmini ma'ador v'hayal l'chol ha'oif eshuhu l'chol ha'oif pat l'yom tovim v'shabos v'shukul ha'oif. And some say a different source to exclude Shabbos and Yom Tov. We learn from v'hayal l'chol ha'oif, it should be for you a sign. What is a sign? Only for you. This excludes Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are totally an oath, which means they were a sign for everyone, and wept because we refrained from doing malacha. Ulekosav kain, velekain kosav miyamim yamima. Is it not written miyamim yamima? This already excludes Shabbos and Yom Tov. The chala oath cannot teach the same thing. Leiflach elekei ha'idam of Yochanan kamila deloy mechavon mesamchan la min asin sagin. The answer is you can say only like Rabbi Yochanan said, which is anything that's not clear, means not a clear proper drasha, rather a mere asmachta, like an allusion to that law. We support it from many places, many, many potential verses. And we add an extra sentence here. Taman tanina noshim ha'avodim peturim in kriya shema min ha'tfilin. The Mishnah says women and slaves are exempt from kriya shema and from tefillin. Noshim minayin, v'lamatim moizim et b'neichem v'loy et b'nei seichem, es yuchai v'tamot toira, chai v'tfilin. Noshim shenu chayoves v'tamot toira, einan chayov v'tfilin. What's the source to exempt women? V'lamatim oisam et b'neichem, and you should teach them to your boys, your children, means your boys and not your daughters. One is obligated in learning, Torah is obligated in tefillin. Women who are not obligated in learning are not obligated in tefillin. Hey Tivun, how are Michal Bas Kushi? Haisa leveshes tefillin, the ishto sheyoyna haisa oila levegalim, v'lemichu yadeh hachamim. The question is, Michal Bas Kushi, which is Michal Bas Shol, used to wear tefillin, and the wife of Yoyna, the Novi, used to ascend Jerusalem for the regal, and Chacham did not protest them. V'chizki b'shem Rav Yabu, ishto shel Yoyna, hoishova Michal Bas Kushi, michu yadeh hachamim. V'chizki, quoting Rav Yabu, said, no, Yoyna's wife was turned back, I mean, they did stop her, and the Chacham did protest against Michal Bas Kushi. Tani, nechnas lemerchot mokum shemnei adam oimdin levushim yesh shom mikra yishtei utfila ve'en sarach leima she'ilas sholem noisin tfilin ve'en sarach leima she'yachleitz. A vice says that one who enters the bathhouse, a place where people stand dressed, there is mikra, means one can say krishma and tfila, there's no need to teach that one may give sholem. One may put on tfilin and there's no need to teach that one, one does not need to remove them. Mokum shiroish b'nei adam aginim liyos oimdim arumim ein shom shelas shalom ve'ein sachlem mikra utfila v'chodesh tefillin ve'ein sachlem shel yitin. A place where most people usually stand naked, there's no giving shalom, there's no need to teach that there's no mikra or tefillah. One must remove tefillin and there's no need to teach, one may not put them on. Mikvasan arumim mikvasan levushim yesh shom shelas shalom ve'ein shom v'mikra v'lo tefillah ve'ein chodesh tefillah ve'ein noisen. I should say, Ad sheyetzei me'oisa reshus shel kol oisa merchatz. A place where some people stand naked and some are dressed, there is giving shalom, but there's no mikra or tefillah, and one need not remove tefillin, but one may not put them on until he leaves the reshus of the entire bathhouse. V'damah seyeh kehay damah Rav Yitzchak began to Rav Yochanan ad Yaakov to Musa hayalav sham. And this supports Rav Yitzchak, who says that Rav Yochanan did not wear them until he reached the house of Yaakov Tar Musa, which was totally out of the bathhouse. Rav Yirmiya boy kumi Rav Yizeira haisa merchatz, merchatz says the emais hachama, veina merchatz says the emais hageshamim. Rav Yirmiya asked Rav Yizeira, if people bathe in the bathhouse in the summer but not in the winter, what's its law in the winter? Namalei merchatz vafapisha eina merchatzes. Rav Yizeira answered, it's a bathhouse even if people do not bathe in it then. Rav Yisakise afapisha ein boitzara, and similarly a toilet has its status even if there's no excrement in it because it was cleared out. Ma'ukva Omar Ahein Hazira Beis Kisei Metultul Haba. Ma'ukva says that a pig is considered a moving toilet. Rav Yonah Boy Ahein Sarora Da'al Gef Yama Ma'u. Rav Yonah asked Sarora on the seashore, which is a pile of excrement that waves pass over it and it's lost its appearance, what's its law? Amrav Ami Asya Hoyri Rav Yomiya Ma'avele Bafilius. Rav Ami, the doctor, answered that Rav Yomiya put his hat over it and did not distance himself from it. We don't rely on this testimony of Rav Ami, the doctor. Rav Yizeira b'shem Abba bar Yirmiya oichel b'hem achilas arai v'ein oichel b'hem achilas kvar yoshin b'hem shinas arai v'ein yoshin b'hem shinas kvar. Rav Yizeira, quoting Abba bar Yirmiya, said that one may eat arai, which means casually with tefillin on, but he may not eat kvar, which is a formal meal. One may sleep arai casually with them, but he may not sleep kvar, not a long sleep. If Tanaitani mevarch pam achas, if Tanaitani pamim. Some teach that he blesses once on tefillin, and some teach that he blesses twice, means he blesses again after his meal. Manda ama, should say shtei pa'amim, nicha. Manda ama mevarch pam achas, he should say ha'acha ve'in eloi. The Gemara asks, granted, we understand that one who says that he blesses twice, but the one who says he blesses once, he ate, and they were not on him at the end. He should need to bless again. Amma Bivera came Abba Bar Yumia Baricha Bahen Achilas Arai. Bivera answered that Abba Bar Yumia answered by saying he ate Arai, meaning he was snacking, and therefore he kept his tefillin on. Bivera b'shem Rabbi Abba leikanas adam leveis hamayim v'sarav v'tefillin v'yadav. Bivera, quoting Rabbi Abba, said one may not enter a beis hamayim, which is a place where people urinate, with his sarim or tefillin in his hand. Rabbi Yochanan kad hava sifra b'yadei hava yayav lei l'choran kad havyan tefiloi eloi have a kayim boin. When Rabbi Yochanan had a sefer in his hand, he gave it to someone else. When he had tefillin on, he kept them on. Vasifa pliga al Abba Bar Yumia nichas adam leveis hamayim v'sarav v'tefilav v'yadei. We have a question against Abba Bar Yumia from Abaisa. One may enter a beis hamayim with his sfarim or tefillin in his hand. Amr b'zeira kaimei Abba Bar Yumia kan b'yachal lovshon kam she'ina yachal lovshon. B'zeira answered from Abba Bar Yumia. Here the Baisa discusses where when he can wear them means it's a basic kisei arai, so we're not concerned lest he defecate or pass gas there. And here the Abba's teaching discusses a fixed basic kisei where he cannot wear them due to those concerns. In a basic kisei arai, he chose not to wear them. Since he doesn't do a mitzvah with them, why should he take them in his hand and disgrace them? Initially, they used to give their tefillin to their colleagues, and the colleagues would take them and flee. They enacted that people place them in the holes near the Rishus HaRabim and the walls of the Beis HaKisei. And when the episode occurred of a Talmud who placed them in such a hole, and a harlot took them into to the Beis Medrash and said, "See what Pliny gave me for my hire," he heard this and killed himself. Therefore, they enacted the one enter, and they are in his hand. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Zeira Amar v'hu shehi b'yoyim k'dei lovsham avlem ein b'yoyim k'dei lovsham asa l'chei mitzvah le'ovid b'ayin l'amu m'vazilayim. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that this is if there's time in the day to wear them, but if there's no time in the day to wear them anymore, it's forbidden. Since he will not be doing a mitzvah with them, why should he disgrace them? Ma'ashe bar b'rei du b'shur ben Levi Amar man da'ovid tavos oysa lahem kif shal tefach v'noisem al ribay. Ma'ashe, the grandson of b'shur ben Levi, said, one who wants to do the correct thing, he makes a pouch of a tefach and puts them on his heart. Then he may enter there, even if there's not enough time in the day to wear them again. Ma'atam, shivisi Hashem l'negi somed. What's the source? I put Hashem constantly in front of me. Taman amrin kol she'enu ke'elisha v'al kanafayim le'yilvash tefillin. There in Bavel they say that anyone who is not able to guard cleanliness of his body, like Elisha, v'al kanafayim, may not wear tefillin the entire day, rather only at the time of Kriyishma and tefillah. Zera, quoting Rabbi Abba Bar Yumia, said that one may not enter a cemetery and do his needs over there. If so, then if he did such a thing, then it said about him, a person who makes fun of the poor has made a disgrace for him. A case occurred in which Rabbi Chiya Rubba and Rabbi Yonason were passing in front of the bier of Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi bar Lakunya, and Rabbi Yonason was stepping over graves. Amalei Rabbi Chiya Rubba kadoin inun meima lamacha inun gabon veinun ma'akinlan. Rabbi Chiya Rubba said so that the dead will say, tomorrow they will die and be with us, and they pain us while they're here. Amalei v'chakamin inun klum lokein kasa v'amisim einam yodim ma'uma. Rabbi Yonason said, the dead don't know what's happening here, as the Pasuk says, and the dead don't know anything. Rabbi said, you know the verses, but you don't know how to expound them. The living know that they shall die. This is referring to the tzaddikim, who even in their death, they're called alive. And the phrase, and the dead don't know anything, Elu ha-Rashayim she'afilu b'chayim kuriyim meisim. This refers to the Rashayim who, even while they're alive, are called dead. Minan she'Rashayim afilu b'chayim kuriyim meisim. What's the source that Rashayim, the evildoers, even while they're alive, they are called dead? She'ne'emal ki li'achpoit v'moith ha-meith v'chim ha-meith meith. The answer is, the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel Yudches Pasuk Lamadeis, I don't wish the death of the dead. Do the dead die? Rather, it's referring to the Rashayim that even in their lifetime they were already called dead. What's the source that Tzaddikim, even in their death, are called alive? דכתיב, וימה אליו, זוהי האורץ אשר נשפרתי לעבור על יצחק ליה, כאב לימו, מה אתה מלוי לימו? The answer is that we have a pasuk, and he said to him, this is the land that I promised to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov to say. And the Gemara asks, what does it mean to say? Amaloi, lech ve'emor la'obois kol ma she'etneisi lachem she'asisi lebneichem achoyim. Hashem told Moshe, go and tell the Avos, the forefathers, that everything that I stipulated and I promised you, I did to your children after you. Iris ha'isius istanaitani kosher istanaitani posel. If one joined the letters in a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah after they were written properly, some teach that it's kosher and some teach that it's posel. Rav Idi, Rabbi Shimon, should say, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, min da'ama kosher min amatan, min da'ama posel min amalan, kegoin alsenu, sefarteinu. Rav Idi, Rabbi Shimon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the one who says that it's kosher, this is when they are joined below. The one who says they're posel is when they are joined above, such as in the word alsenu or sefarteinu, where the nun can connect to the vav at the top or at the bottom. Alsecha, sicha, tifaltecha, sicha. The Gemara asks if they are in the middle, such as alsecha, where the bottom of the tzadik connects to the middle of the chaf, what's the law? Tifaltecha, what's the law? Rav Idi, Rav Shimon, b'shem Rav Yasa, le'yamud adam makayim gvoya v'yispal. Rav Shimon, quoting Rav Yasa, says, one may not stand in a high place and pray. Matam, what's the source? Rav Abba, b'ridu, Rav Papi, B'ma'amakim kusich Hashem, Rav Abba B'ridu Papi said, it's from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuslamad, Pasuk Aleph, from the depths I call out to you Hashem. I'm Rav Idi, Rav Shimon, B'shem Rav Yochanan, L'yamud Adam Yispalo, B'sachman Lekavav. And again, another statement of Rav Idi, Rav Shimon, quoting Rav Yochanan, is that when we not stand to pray, we need to relieve himself. Ma'atam, what's the source for this? Hikon likwas alikecha Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Amos, Perek Dalad, Pasuk Yudbeis, prepare yourself to greet your God Yisrael. Amr bin Alexandri, Shmo Raglecha, Kushatelech, Arbeth Alekim, Shmo Atmacha bin Atipin, Shayotis bin Raglecha. Rav Alexandri gave a second source. He says it's the Pasuk in Keheles, in Pergdala Pasuk Yud Zayin, guard your legs when you go to the house of God, meaning guard yourself from the drops that come out from between your legs. Hadadatema, Bedokim, Abagasim, Im Yochol, Lisbol, Yisbol. And the Gemara says this refers to urine, but regarding excrement, if he can bear it, he bears it. Meaning that even if he needs to relieve himself with defecating, he's allowed to still pray. Rav Yaakov bar Abaye b'shem Rav Acha, Shmo Raglecha kashetelech al beis ha'elekim, Shmo Atmacha kashetehe nikre al beis ha'elekim, shetei tor v'noki. Rav Yaakov bar Abaye, quoting Rav Acha, said that guard your legs when you go to the house of God means guard yourself from sinning, that when you will be called to the beis ha'elekim, which means after death, you will be tahor and clean. And Rav Abba, Yimekoch HaBoruch, the Abba says, your source should be blessed. And we understand from there, Mikra'echa, your summons to the grave should be blessed without sin. Amr Brachia, Eithalidis, Veithlamus, Asher Adam Shashas, Misasai, Kashas Lidasai, Mashas Lidasai, Noki, Kachcha, Vashas, Misasai, Ye Noki. Brachia quoted a pasuk in Keheles, Gimel Pasuk Beis, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. Fortunate is one who is time of death is like his time of birth, but like his time of birth was clean from sin, so his time of death should be clean from sin.